This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 8:40 Tuesday morning. It's time for the news.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Floracraft. Floracraft in San Francisco is proud to introduce Hunter Douglas window treatments to their product offering. Get $250 instant savings with your Hunter Douglas purchase today. Visit them in-store or online at floracrafthome.com. That's floracrafthome.com. I don't want to make too big a deal of it, but, you know, the Niners, they're in the Super Bowl, just so you know.
They're in the Super Bowl.
They won over the weekend.
They're in the Super Bowl.
Convincingly. Sent Rodgers home.
Bye, Aaron.
Have a nice vacation. We'll see you next year, Rodgers.
Yeah. Is he still with Danica Patrick?
He is.
Yeah. Was she there? Did they show her at all?
I've seen stories that say she's been with him throughout the season, and I think they both said thanks for the memories or something publicly. I don't know, but yes, they're still together. They just bought a home in Malibu?
Oh. Sounds lovely.
He does very well.
He does.
She's done very well for herself.
They're both
too,
plenty
so.
Rich. That's nice. You got to find someone with the same amount of money as you, so you don't have to worry that it's about the money. Winners.
Anyway, now that I think of it, though, we're going to see Rodgers again and again in the, what are those, the State Farm ads? I mean, they just never end. Whatever those are. Come on, my God, dude. Jeesh. You and your fake agent. You're driving me nuts.
Well, I got a house in Malibu to pay for.
Yep, he sure does. Anyway, the impeachment trial begins today, so I don't think they actually get to the trial phase till tomorrow, but there's going to be some talk and some...
Seems really fun.
...details ironed out as to how it's going to go. It rained on my drive-in.
Me too,
and there's
bit.
Rain expected today, so It's not supposed to be a doozy. None of those
like scattered showers. It's pretty bleak. It's pretty blech out there right now.
It's dry though.
Yeah. Just give yourself a little
neat
extra time.
While I was out last week, the storm that totally coated the mountains in San Jose. It's so neat to look over the hill and see all that dusted with snow.
Did you hear about the accident that was on 17? I think the second day that you were first or second day.
No. That was Friday.
Oh, that was Friday?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
It was, you'd have had to go to the beach. You'd have had to turn around and go the other way.
Oh, really?
Which, yeah, well, it was really bad.
It
right?
was a fatality, right? It was,
on my
there
way
was a couple
in,
days where
it.
We were glad you actually didn't come in because of the drive.
Yeah, the rain
the
was bad.
The rain was bad, yeah. Causing all kinds of stuff, but the other one was very
well,
serious.
Well, it snowed up there, too, so that was, that's on
you
the...
You know what? I almost texted you to say, take a picture, but I figured you were too busy.
It snowed up there, and so going over the hill... there's news crews everywhere, and you're just like, oh my God. It makes news.
It's not. It, Christmas is over.
Well,
it?
When it's up there and it starts snowing, it might begin to look like Christmas.
Hey, real quick, before I get to some other stuff. So there's rain on the way and impeachment trial. When does Survivor start? Because it's all over the news.
February.
Oh, it's a ways away.
It is, but not that far. I want to say it was like February 8th. It's... Early February, but
couple
I'm
weeks
not
away.
Why
at
was
least.
It in the news?
Just it keeps being in the news,
right? It's... Just because all the winners, $2 million.
Well, February 8th is Saturday, so probably not. Does it usually start on a Wednesday?
Wednesday. You know, I've been reading about this coin thing that they're going to be doing there. These survivor coins or fire coins.
Well, I don't know anything about it.
Where they're going to be able to trade them? I think they can combine them as a tribe and
buy stuff
like bags of beans, that kind of stuff. Or they can hoard them themselves. You can't leave the game with one. You have to deed it to someone.
Oh, cool.
On your team. It does seem like another. I don't know if it'll wind up being one of the things that they do, but they're always looking for new ways.
February 12th.
Oh, February 12th.
That's so far away.
It's like 3 weeks. We'll make it.
It's
4 weeks.
Yeah, it's like a month, really.
It's not really. Close, though. Close
bummer.
To a
okay.
Month.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. Fast fact, 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 fact.
17 countries have a ban on people owning or wearing camouflage clothing if they're not police or armed forces. Countries are most likely in the Caribbean and Africa, but they have a ban on camouflage. I have a camouflage briefcase.
Yeah, I got to get you another briefcase. I was actually looking at buying you one because
don't buy me one. I'll go buy my own if I'm going to buy one.
That thing's falling apart. That's hard use.
Well, you made me a briefcase, and I've used it since the day you gifted it to me.
Well, I made you a merce. It's not a
briefcase. Anyway, the point is, never mind. Why talk to you about the point in anything? You'll just find the point that fits your torture tactics best.
Well, that's true.
And then grind that into my back when I'm not looking. Yeah. Thank you so much.
That's my way. You know.
Mark Twain.
Yes.
And Helen Keller were friends.
Oh, really?
They met when she was a teenager, and he was already a famous author in his 50s. Huh. He got his rich friends to help pay for her to go to college.
Oh, wow.
Mark Twain.
Wow. Well, I wonder if she'd read his books because she learned Braille, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Imagine that, being born blind and deaf.
It would not be good.
That's rough.
No. And she was reached. What was her teacher's name?
I do not know.
We'll wait for you to come up with it, though.
No, you don't have to.
You know you're going to come up with it. I know it.
Search your brain, Sarah.
This I think is what being old is like, kids. There's files in there. You know they're in there. You just got to find them.
I want to say the reason I remember is because her first name
Anne
is Sarah.
Anne Sullivan.
Oh, Anne Sullivan. It's not Sarah. Turns out it's not.
Sarah.
Smile. She finally reached her. Taught her. She could reach out into the... it's like living in the darkness and just existing and not knowing why or what the nature of the world is. I'm sure that to be able to read when she finally, like, that just opened. I wonder what she imagined the world to be like.
Would be weird.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt. But better than not being able to read.
Yeah.
It says here, Anne Sullivan was an American teacher, best known for being the instructor and lifelong companion of Helen Keller.
What do they mean by that?
I don't know.
They're friends, I guess.
Says here, at the age of 5, Sullivan contracted trachoma, an eye disease, which left her partially blind and without reading or writing skills.
Oh. So she must have learned later.
Yeah. And then taught.
Right, because she taught her all that stuff.
Huh. Weird. The Twilight books were originally called... Does she know?
I don't. Dun, dun. Bam. Forks.
Yes, forks.
No, they weren't.
She knew.
Shut up.
I swear to God, that's where they're set. Forks, Washington, Forks, Washington. It's supposed to be the rainiest town in the world.
The You're Twilight amazing. Books were originally Sarah. Called Forks, like the town Dang. Where the story starts.
I swear to God, I guess that was
you
a stab
so
in the dark.
Good.
Stephanie
so
Meyer's agent convinced her to come up with a catchier title. Forks isn't going to do it.
People will think it's a book about food.
Right.
Forks. I love those books. Movies are terrible, but I do love the books. I just reread them recently. They hold up.
Do they?
No. They're great, though. I still love them. I love them. I read them all again, and then I watched all the movies.
I've been watching the Harry Potter movies. I like them.
You got to start reading your kid the book at night.
You know what? She watched the first one. The second one's got snakes and spiders, and it's not going to go over, so I'm going to warn her off of that one.
You should just read them to her. Like, there's so much more in the books. There always is, you know? And just let her use her imagination.
The first movie that she saw,
so cute.
It was okay until... We were talking about her being scared, and she goes, it was okay until the guy with the face on the back of his head. And I was like, oh, right.
Yeah.
He's the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
When Australia was colonized in 1788, the first currency they used was?
The British pound?
No, rum.
Oh, rum. All right.
And that lasted more than a decade before they came up with a real type of money.
Oh.
They just paid for things with rum.
Rum, 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 rum.
Mm-hmm.
Grog.
Right.
That's funny.
Is it?
Kind of.
All right.
I guess, you know. Wasn't that a penal colony when it started?
That's the rumor, right?
Yeah. And then, so, you know, prisoners love booze.
Okay.
That's what I hear. I trade it. It is currency in jail.
Sure. There's a guy named...
So is toilet paper.
Sure.
Yeah, no doubt.
Cigs.
No cigs anymore, I don't believe.
Oh, really?
They can't smoke in jail anymore?
Not regular cigarettes. I'm trying to think.
They can
vape,
I think.
In some of them, huh, Brynn? I think this prison show I watched.
That doesn't sound good.
Why?
Well, if they could afford it.
Well, imagine if you go in and you can't get cigarettes and you're a total, you know, nicotine addict. Like, you're going to just be a very ornery prisoner.
Till you break the habit.
Yes.
I used to be into cigarettes. Daily.
I'd be bitching about it still.
I was a pack-a-day guy.
Yeah.
Never could have done two a day. That's like, I don't even know how people did
that.
It's
just constantly
smoking. Well, I think what that is that you smoked in your house or at your job.
You have
and
one
so
burning.
You're able
in
to
your car.
Keep one burning.
Yeah.
I never smoked in my home at all, ever. So there wasn't any way that I was going to be able to just keep. Unless some rainy days I would sit in the garage and read books. Mm-hmm. And then
I'd smoke in the house.
Then I could smoke a lot.
I smoked in the house.
In Philly, you smoked in the house.
I did.
I remember that.
And in St. Louis, I definitely did. I quit right when I got out here. And then I picked it back up.
You quit for so long, too.
I know. For like 7 or 8 years, had my kids. And then one night in a bar.
One night in a bar.
Bummed a cig off somebody.
And you're back.
I think. I bummed a cigarette off him, and then the bartender sold me a pack, and I was like, oh, I'll just have one or two. So I, you know, had
like
one or two.
You don't know how
and
that
then,
story goes.
Then I found them in my coat pocket, like, a week later, and had one.
Well, yeah, that's
and then
how
the
story
next day
goes.
I had one, and then the next day I had two, and the next
and
day
back.
I had to buy another
Baby.
Pack.
Right.
Tried to hide it for a long time.
From John?
Mm-hmm.
How would he not know? It's the stinkiest thing in the world. You can't
I'm sure
hide
he didn't
that.
Know.
Oh, okay.
Didn't he say he knew?
Well, he had to know. I mean, I would like, I'd do it out on the deck off the master bedroom, and I'd go in, like, wash up real good, right. Brush my teeth.
I've done that. So it's so weaselly.
I know.
To be an addict, you're such a weasel. It's the worst. I had a smoking jacket.
Yes.
So that I could shed it, and my clothes wouldn't smell, as if that really worked. But that was the idea, was I'll put my smoking jacket on, then I can smoke. And then when I pull it off, I'll be clean.
Yeah, because that jacket didn't just rub all over you.
Right, durr. Smoke's not pervasive at all.
I know.
Anyway. Oh, geez, I'm already out of time. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple texts. The Outsider is fantastic.
It is fantastic.
The actor Ben Mendelsohn absolutely rocks. He plays Ralph.
Oh, yes. Ralph
You've
Anderson.
You've seen him in Bloodline and Star Wars Rogue One.
Oh. Rogue One. He was a bad guy. I've seen him as a bad guy in a couple things. And he's a great, good guy. But Jason Bateman is actually directing the episode. At least he directed the first two. I can't remember if he directed the third one. But you notice it. It's like, wow, this is beautifully shot and really cool, like, focus things that they're doing. And so it was sort of cool to see that, like, at the end. Jason Bateman, oh, good job. I actually noticed the direction.
Please tell me this next story is true. Please.
Okay.
Sarah.
Era.
Are you doing Marilyn Manson?
Are you doing Marilyn Manson? Am I doing? Yes, it's true.
So we've boned Eddie Van Halen.
We have not boned Eddie Van Halen.
The guy from Tears for Fears.
We have not boned the guy from Tears for
Fears. And Marilyn Manson.
Yes, we did bone Marilyn. What is this about? I don't understand.
I don't know. Were you doing an impression earlier and they thought, what's around that, Vinny? You can narrow it down by what other people are saying around that time.
Concerning Jennifer and Brad, I've always thought the child thing was an issue for their breakup. He always talked about really wanting kids and she appeared not to want them. Mm. The issue is a common reason why couples break up. I can't say I'd blame Angelina for the entire thing.
Well, now he's got some kids so he can go back with Jen and everything's all set. Mm-hmm.
Is that what you want for her?
Yeah.
You want her to have her Bradley back?
Is his name Bradley?
Aren't all Brads Bradley?
I think my cousin's Braddock.
Braddock?
Yeah. Oh, our Brad.
Bradford. Yeah. No, he's Bradford.
Bradford.
William Bradley Pitt.
Oh, Bradley. He is a Bradley.
William Bradley Pitt.
So Bradley's his middle name, though.
Yeah.
Billy. Billy Pitt.
All right.
Willie.
I'll read the rest of the text on the other side of the...
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.